Hi, and welcome to Gamercast. This is episode 107.
And I'm Paul, and we are your hosts.
Ooh, Gamercast. Do we have any letters?
No, but I did just get an email from somebody.
Okay.
Totally unrelated to Gamercast. But you've got to tell me the logical reasons why her argument doesn't stand up. So to give you a bit of background on this, she posted something on my blog about... let's just get this up. Don't worry, dude. Stop looking at time. It's won't take very long.
No, I'm playing with my knuckles.
So yeah, this is a deal. This is a post on why evolution should be taught in schools. And it's quite long. Blah blah blah, going on about stuff. And she posted a few comments on the blog. Read Darwin to Design. At the end of his life, Darwin admits he did not believe in his own theory. He just never wanted to believe in creation because then he would have to be accountable to the creator. So I responded with quick 2 points. Charles Darwin did believe in evolution. The deathbed story is a myth. And two, even if it were true, how does it disprove evolution? Which is perfectly valid. It doesn't matter if Darwin was fucking nuts, because who cares? So anyway, then she followed up with, Paul, how do you know for certain that the deathbed story is a myth? Because it was made up by some dude in the 1960s. Please don't take this wrong, but were you there? No, were you there? Seriously, were you there? How do you know, you silly woman? I cannot prove creation any more than evolution can be proved. Well, that's funny, because just last week, the fossil evidence of primitive bats is very rare, because, you know, bats are small mammals, they don't fossilize easily. Just last week they found a new specimen, which is about 26 million years old. Evolution predicted they would find that specimen, because they predicted they would find a bat which would either have echolocation or be able to fly, not both of them. And yeah, they found that, because evolution predicted the fossil, and there's a test which proves evolution. When we find a horse in the Jurassic, that will help disprove evolution. But so far, no horses in the Jurassic. We find dinosaurs.
Mm.
Yeah, she then goes on to say, but it seems to take a lot more faith to believe in evolution than it takes to believe in creation. The way the whole planet works together is just way too complicated to happen. There had to be a planner, creator in brackets, to come up with everything. Evolution just doesn't make sense.
Well, okay. As far as I was aware, the whole key, no creator, but the whole key is a sentence of words. Trial and error. As far as I'm aware, the whole evolution runs off. Try something out in a mutation. If that species can survive better with that mutation than not having it, it will continue on as a species. That mutation puts it as the lower end of the scale and means that it is up for grub and never could succeed, then it's not really going to be doing very well. You know, evolution created a horse with a head so big that it has to run the side of its face along the floor when it gallops.
Yeah, that won't be a very successful species.
Hence it won't survive. So, trial and error. It's so easy to prove. It's kind of like I was watching one of David Attenborough.
Oh, David Attenborough for the win. And if the Americans had David Attenborough, they wouldn't have all these religious nuts running around, yeah. I'll tell you that. Because his first program was about evolution. The whole series was a sweep of, you know, evolution.
And one of them that
Life on Earth. Monumental piece of television.
One of them that I did like was where they were going on about how the whole structure of smaller insects around the world keep the planet rolling, where if all of them were wiped out, the planet would have a hard time surviving, where if all the big large mammals and creatures were all wiped out, the planet would keep on rolling regardless.
Hang on a minute. She's actually using the complexity there and how intertwined everything is as a reason against evolution. And she simply... her flaw in the argument is the argument from ignorance, in that because she can't imagine how evolution can be true, it must be false, which is a faulty thinking.
Her argument is like, if it's too complicated, how could that ever be possible? Where creation is someone who wrote a story in a book, it's written on paper, so hence it must be a...
Well, the thing is, however complicated evolution is in the natural laws of the universe, surely a god would be infinitely more complicated. So how did that arise? Did that have an infinitely more complicated god, and so on and so on and so on? I don't think so. Yeah, he was called Jesus of Nazareth, even though he was born in Bethlehem. Think that one through. Right, anyway, that's our piece of education for our American listeners. Because after all, Europeans are sensible. Anyway, you want to talk about PS3?
Yep. Was in Tesco's doing a bit of shopping.
Tesco? You've just completely destroyed my Europeans are superior thing by shopping at Tesco. You've just blew... That's it. We're stupid.
You only go in there now and again. I normally shop in Morrison's.
I use the interweb.
I don't do that.
See, watch. I can use this thing called an internet website and go to places virtually.
And Tesco's.
Buy things. No, I don't go to Tesco. What the hell is Tesco's website look like?
Tesco.
not in like years. Oh my god, they've changed it a lot.
Yeah.
Before it was like all messy all down the sides.
They cleaned it up a lot more. The advantage to Tesco's website is
Tesco Jersey.
I did go on it.
Oh yeah, they still got yeah.
Yeah, it jumped into that afterwards. I did find that is like I talked on a show before where I picked up a copy of Mario Galaxy. Now I went on the internet onto Tesco's and found that it was $29.97 on Tesco's website. I thought, ooh, that's cheaper on the internet there. Might think about it. I was given money that was enough for me to buy Mario Galaxy from anywhere because I had 40 quid to spend on it. And I thought, I was in Tesco's picking some stuff up with my girlfriend, and I thought, ooh, I'll go have a look. And blow me, there it is. It's sat at the same price it is on the internet because their internet price is the same as the shop prices. So it was much easier to just go to the store. But yes, while I was in there, I picked up a copy of T3, the gadget magazine, which is all about MP3 player, gaming, mobile devices, mobiles, cameras, high definition, and so on and so forth. Jumps on all articles of high tech bits and bobs. And they're going through the first couple of pages, and they've got this new mobile phone out, which didn't look exactly that great. And then they've got the new MacBook Air, which is that new ultra-thin laptop notebook thing.
Which my tablet PC is thinner.
And then here, the new PlayStation 3 Slim, where they've got the design representation features. They do look realistic.
I hope it just goes in the other way around.
Yeah, that's what I do as well.
Because otherwise this will be upside down.
But they've added this new picture in here. But one of the things that's quite interesting is they've actually got... They do the whole article about that Sony's losing pounds and trying to lose weight. But they've got here the dates of release for all the consoles. It's like PS2 was 2000. I remember ordering mine. And then it wasn't until November 2004 until the Mark II Slimline PS2 came out. So that was 4 years later.
Well, they did the IR model before that.
We've had all the other ones, but they were always the same.
Which was quite a major release.
Yeah, they've changed the loads of Mark different ones. So they just call it the Mark II, but really, I can't remember.
Mark IX.
Yeah. But it was the new model where it was actually a complete physical change, and they use the ball bearings lock on instead of hover disc. And then the PSP came out in September 2005. And it wasn't until September 2007 that the Slim Lite, which one I've got, PSP, came out, which is only 2 years jump. Now, PlayStation 3 came out...
March last year in Europe.
Yeah, so that's 2007. They're saying here they're thinking due 2008. I very much doubt it unless they're putting all their money into the idea that this will sell better than anything else. I'm thinking 2009. But, you know, that's another couple of years. They're not leaving it very long before they change update. And why should you look at the Xbox 360? They haven't changed anything. They've just made a different market. It's the same console, it's just black peripherals, bigger hard drive. You can get the hard drive, HDMI cable, fair enough. It's not that much changes. They've got one where they've taken the put a USB cabled controller in, taken the hard drive off, I think they give you a memory card. Do they give you a memory card now with the arcade version that's coming out?
It's primitive.
Yeah, give you a memory card and stuff. So it's
the memory card has the arcade games on it as well.
It's a different package, but it's the same thing. And it does feel like sometimes they're shooting themselves in the foot, because the fact is kind of like you've got an antique version straight away.
The thing is, the way I see it is the PS3 doesn't need a hardware revision.
No.
I mean, physically, the console's fine.
But they seem
apart from the fact it's all that stupid, you know, shiny thing which shows up all the fingerprints, and it's got the round top.
Yeah, they need to go mad.
Is it enough reason to for a hardware revision? The Xbox 360, I think, is in dire need of a hardware revision, a major hardware revision.
Now on the picture, the back bit, the smaller bit that's below, well, the bit when you look at it as a George Foreman, the round piece on the top.
That's annoying.
Is pretty much what looks like the same height, but it's the piece underneath is actually thinner and smaller. I think they really want to shrink the whole lot down, or maybe use it as an excuse to change the shape. But they think that that's an iconic shape, then fair enough. I must admit,
change the font for God's sake.
Yeah, it always reminds me of Spider-Man.
That was really pathetic of them to use that. Don't you employ any topographers, for God's sake?
But yeah, if you look at the slimline does look like a micro version. They've kept a lot of the key features, so it did look like a smaller version. They didn't want to change too much, otherwise people start thinking it looks like the new PlayStation, but it's exactly the same. So it's kind of weird what they're doing, and they're speeding up a bit. It's like, why bother? They, to be honest, they would be better off to make fake PlayStation 3s, right? And release them at key places around the world, and get people to vote on which one they prefer, because they went through.
See, all that is a nice font.
They went through all of the money of making that boomerang controller. Then
they didn't spend any money on that. Just a load of crap.
They showed it to the public, and everybody went nuts. So they went back to the original one. It would be better off if they're not that confident in their own design. They'd be better off to release lots of different versions, dummy ones, and see which ones. A bit of market research, because they don't seem to be doing any.
I think Sony did do market research with the boomerang.
And people liked it?
No, this is what I think happened with the boomerang. Same thing what happened with the Xbox controller, the original. The shape of the boomerang was probably far more comfortable than the crappy controller that they've got at the moment. Same as the original Xbox controller, which the shape of it was really nice.
Yeah, that was nice, apart from the buttons.
So they did their research on perhaps several hundred people who weren't necessarily gamers at all, but the gamers said, no, we like what we're used to.
Yeah.
Which was actually really short-sighted and just hinders development.
Mm.
The boomerang, you know, although they should have cut off the stupid boomerangness of it, the shape of it is probably far superior to the crappy six-axis / DualShock controllers.
Because that's the thing, they've worked on the S controller for the Xbox to be make it the Xbox 360 one, because it was more preferred, but they've utilized it a lot better, so you can get your fingers all the way around and it feels a lot more comfortable. I did find that the other one felt a little bit too big for me.
Now, the fault of the original big controller was the D-pad wasn't very good, and the buttons were too close together, and they weren't round. I think you need round buttons.
And the other thing was that they were domed.
Yeah, so they hurt your fingers if you're pressing hard.
Yeah, because it's a small surface area that's touching your thumb. But yeah, it's weird how consoles are now, it's like the in thing to change in evolution. There's always an update, like Nintendo have always released colours.
The PS3 is expensive to manufacture. That's their main reason for trying to do all this, is to cut costs.
Mm.
It's like the Xbox 360 revision. In that they've got the unified CPU / GPU chipset coming at some point, which will allow them to cut the size quite significantly. You know, it's just cheaper to manufacture them both on the same die.
Yeah, there's a second article in here.
Ratatouille, huh? I think there's a rat sneaking around the show. Dude, haven't you heard of bookmarks?
Yeah, it's only just popped in my head that this extra page was in here. Otherwise, I would have bookmarked it. Here it is. PS3 Slim and Light incoming.
Slim and Light. Is that what they're going to call it? The Slim and Light? Just call it the goddamn Slim.
Jim shed its ultimate pounds by using a thinner silicon in its chips. 45 nanometers instead of the...
Oh, God.
The old 90.
Oh, God. Do not tell me that is what this is about.
Yeah.
Sony do a shrink their CPUs, so everybody assumes that means the unit's going to shrink.
Mm.
That's ridiculous. The Xbox 360 chips have all shrunk. Nobody makes a big deal out of that.
But I'm curious of whether or not that's all this leak. It is the fact that this picture is kind of like it's interesting that there is a big thing about it coming out, and it's curious to see whether or not it's been taken the wrong way, or whether or not it is true, and they're trying to make their slim version to make it a bit.
The I think what happened was the press simply misunderstood the term shrinking your CPU.
Yeah, but we shall see. It depends. We got the rumors out before that they were going to make a slimmer version, so maybe it's a cross wire between maybe the next batch of PS3s will have this slimmed down chipset, and maybe that is yet to come, that slimmer version.
Well, no doubt they'll do a slim version when it's cost effective to do it.
Yeah.
But at the moment, I think miniaturizing it on that scale would put the noise up too much. I mean, that they could save quite a bit of space by kicking the external power supply. You can have a smaller hard drive in it. You know, have like a 1.5-inch hard drive in it. Things like that.
But yeah, there you go. Right, Format War update. I was having a root round, found some bits and bobs. Toshiba is pulling the plug on HDVD.
Although we haven't had official confirmation.
What was the other link? The one where they said that they've already dumped it?
Well, I don't know. That's a link which won't load. That's the one we're already on.
Oh, right. Okay. Where it's gearing up is the other one. As well as Walmart have officially discontinued HD DVD sales by June. So...
which Best Buy did last week or the week before.
Yeah. It's curious because that is all in America, so it depends, will that have any effect?
No, it'll affect it here, don't worry.
Yeah? Do you think word of mouth will start making people change their mind?
Yeah, the Warner thing, you know, when Paramount switched, the press didn't say, Blu-ray is dead. When Warner switched, the press did say HD DVD is dead.
Mm. Depends if there's enough hardcore people to keep out. I haven't bought any for a while. I did get my free ones through.
Yeah?
Yeah. Got Hulk.
That's crap.
Troy...
Shredded. I still haven't watched mine. I've only watched Hulk.
That's
only because Amelia had it on.
Serenity.
Serenity's good.
Black Rain.
Never seen Black Rain.
That was quite good. It's a Ridley Scott film. I did like that.
Whoever that is.
Guy who did Aliens and Black Hawk Down.
Whatever that is.
Alien, not Aliens. Sorry, someone will be correcting me there. Yeah, Alien. He did the first one. Try to remember what else I got. I think that was about it. I might have got some other ones as well. I'm happy with mine. To be honest, the effort of getting rid of my HD DVD bolt-on for my Xbox 360 and the price I paid for it, I know my DVD player is on its way out, and it's my multi-region DVD player.
Xbox 360 isn't region free. Not for DVDs.
No, it's not region. It's not region free. So I'll be looking for another region player. So I don't know. I don't think I will walk away from not being able to have a multi-region player because I've got a load of Japanese anime.
Well, the thing is, you can buy a cheap multi-region DVD player for like £20.
Exactly. So it's that whole going out. Now, fair enough. I've been looking at a new mobile phone, which we're going to get into in a moment. But the thing is, when I was looking, I was kind of curious with the deals with Carrefour and Warehouse, because I was thinking I want something a bit smaller to put in my pocket when I'm on my bike.
What?
I can't fit that in my bike pocket.
Are you talking about the Format War?
Yeah, I'm getting to it. I'm just saying.
Are you talking about the Carrefour and Warehouse?
Let me finish. I'm making a point. I'm going around.
Going around the long way by the end of it. Shall we just talk about all the stuff at the end of the show notes as well?
No, you're making it go longer. So I wanted a small mobile phone, so I went on and Carrefour and Warehouse are doing this deal where with certain deals, with certain contracts, with certain mobiles, you get a free gift, like an Xbox 360, an iPod, a DS, PSP, or a PlayStation 3. And I thought, well, if all I'm doing is changing my contract and up renewing it to something a little bit better, and I get another phone so I can keep using mine and have another phone for on the bike to swap the cards around, I thought, well, that'd be cool, and I get a free PS3 out of it. no skin off my nose, and it's there for when Metal Gear comes out. And if there's anything else, you know, I probably would own, if I ever bought one, I think maximum through its entire life, I'd probably only ever own four games. But I never had to pay for the console, which would make me feel a lot better. And it's Blu-ray, so a Blu-ray goes across. But to be honest, if it all goes kaput, I wouldn't be surprised. Give me 3 years down the road, go around my place, and you will see my HD DVD player still sat there, my Xbox 360 one. And sat on top of it will be the Blu-ray version. And I don't feel like I'm going to lose out compared to people who have spent a lot of money on a HD DVD player, but I might go to the disc, but to be honest, I'd be quite happy for Sony to build me the Blu-ray player. Not Sony, Microsoft version of a Blu-ray player for the Xbox 360 than going out and buying Sony's version. But I'm not jumping across yet. I've made my bed. I've sat on HD DVD.
Well, the Blu-ray player for the Xbox 360 will probably be a Hitachi or Pioneer drive.
Hmm. What's the drive in it for
Hitachi and Pioneer?
Yeah. So
I think it might be they might have them. LG might do the drive if they do a combo drive.
Hmm. If they did a combo drive, then fair enough, I would get rid of the one I've got. But
well, the thing is, like I said, when I bought the HD DVD drive, that is a good deal.
Oh yeah, it's a bloody good deal. It's a good way to get
external DVD player, external CD player, external HD DVD player, plus Xbox 360 player, plus five free films, plus Matrix 20 quid. Thank you, Amazon. Pricing your stuff up wrong.
Exactly. So I must admit, I'll keep it no matter what. It's good to plug in.
Right. So are we actually going to talk about this news item, or are you going to talk about what you're going to do?
Nope. You talk about news item.
Well, yeah, because apparently the rumor is Toshiba will be dropping HD DVD. This article doesn't mention what the rest of the DVD form are going to do. This article is also based on a single article from some Japanese website. We went on the website and it's 80 killed in Afghanistan bomb attack. A suspected suicide bomber killed at least blah 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 blah. So yeah, I don't know what that's got to do with HD DVD. Maybe HD DVD was being built by the Taliban. I don't know.
Let's hope not.
Maybe the Taliban were buying HD DVD.
And they got bombed. Sony bombed them.
Yeah, and they got the Japanese Air Force to come over. Take this, you Toshiba bastards. Toshiba Taliban.
Yeah, there's a connection.
Sony Ku Klux Klan. Wow. Well, Sony. Our friends at Sony.
Our loyal friends at Sony.
Yeah, so anyway.
I was just thinking that would be quite hilarious if Sony asked to sponsor us.
For the right money.
some guy.
Yeah, they sponsored the show, and for the whole show, we just slagged them off.
some student guy they've got there who just about speaks English did all the translation, and they believe that every time we say Sony, they were translating and think we were talking something good about them, and they pay us lots of money because all we do is talk about Sony, but really we were just bitching.
Well, Sony are a fine company. They do nice things like include rootkits on CDs, which infect computers with viruses and. Plenty of other nice things. Mm. Oh, and don't license Super Audio CDs for use in personal computers.
See, out of everything, as much as I like my PSP, I actually do prefer Apple as a company compared to Sony.
I'd place Sony above Apple.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's too close to the PC line, isn't it? So if Sony do make laptops, but it's not them that make it, it's another.
No, company. Sony manufactured laptops.
They do manufacture. It's the screens that they don't. It's the Valve or whatever.
Probably Samsung or somebody else. Samsung have 60-70% of the TFT market.
Right.
Here we go. This is the big news. The news everybody's been waiting for.
I just found this by looking. I was on.
So yeah, last week. EA announced Command & Conquer Red Alert 3.
So it looks like they're trying to bump them all across, so instead of it being...
It looks like they're doing a Red Alert game.
Yes.
Which looks good. Mm-hmm. It's obviously based on the CNC free engine.
Yeah.
Although it does have Red Alert 2 feel to it, yeah, which I think is a negative point. You think? It looks really crap.
I'd be curious though, because I think they're trying to go onto the fan base market that weren't maybe the ones people who weren't that keen on
the thing is, when I was a kid, I played Red Alert, so you know it's always going to appeal to me. That sort of game.
Yeah. Because you've got the Tiberian Sun, it's all the futuristic stuff where this is a little bit more back a bit, isn't it?
Well, the trouble with Red Alert 2 is they went insane.
Yeah.
I mean, giant fucking octopus and dolphins. Sorry, but I didn't see a dolphin as being a military unit.
Apart from the ones that are trained to put mines on ships and stuff.
Dude, a dolphin is not a military unit, and a giant squid definitely isn't a military unit. They don't even exist.
Actually, they do. I watched a National Geographic program where they actually found one.
No, they didn't.
What is known as the giant squid?
They found a bunch of seaweed. No, not the seaweed. Oh my god, giant squid.
I've seen pictures of it. It's quite big.
No,
it's
not as big. When I say giant squid, I mean a giant squid which can pull the bolts out of a ship's hull and sink the thing.
No, no. Just
like the thing in Red Alert 2.
Yeah, no, I'm saying what a real
giant squid. Which grabs hold of a ship and shakes it back and forth. Not just a squid who's a couple of meters longer than another squid.
Oh, this is big. It is really big. Bigger than your bedroom.
No, it isn't.
Bigger than your bedroom. I've seen a picture of it.
No.
They haven't been able to see them for a long time.
Oh, haven't been able to see them for a long time. That's because it's some fisherman's bloody storytelling. Giant squid.
That's just the wrong link to go to.
How is that?
That's not a real giant squid. It's a mock-up. Don't mock me.
How's that giant? It's like the bloke of two men.
It's a giant eyeball with... And that's just a mock-up picture of a giant squid.
What's that then? See, it's all BS.
You can
all the links on here are BS. They're flipping... What, that could be anything. Do we have any real giant squid? Oh, yeah, here we go. And it's smaller than a bloke. That's a real big giant squid.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's massive. They were saying that they eventually found the species that most likely is what came to the ones that you used to see attached to the boats, but they were always exaggerated to make them seem more scary, hence they ended up being bigger and bigger.
Yeah, okay.
Alright, less of the giant squid, let's carry on.
Hang on, let me just put this in the notes.
Three, giant squid game. That'll be something we need to find out. Is there going to be any giant squids and dolphins in Red Alert 3?
It needs to be a strictly military affair between the USSR and the USA.
Cool.
No, scrap the USA, they're useless. Strictly Western Europe versus the USSR. And then the tanks just steamroll across Europe. Because there's no way for America and the USSR to attack each other on land.
Yeah, they both sit on Europe and fight on Europe and crush everybody in Europe.
So it's in Europe. Right, there you go. Which is what I just said.
Yeah, but instead of it being Europe fighting USSR...
Well, surely Europe would be fighting the USSR if the USSR was attacking Europe.
Yeah, but the Americans are coming in as well. They got squashed in the middle.
The Americans will wait until they know which side is winning, and then they join the side which is winning. Right, okay. Their World War One strategy. Let's just wait and see what happens. Oh, look, it's 1917. The war's practically over. Let's join! Oh look, we've just shipped one battalion of troops there. Oh no, the war's over. And that one battalion of troops was doing, you know, rear guard action somewhere in the middle of nowhere.
They were saving Ryan.
That's World War II.
Okay. Right.
Look, there's a comment from Ken Kuduragi. Oh no, there isn't. Ken Kuduragi, PlayStation 3, good machine. Buy my console, it's my baby. Even though I was like forcibly retired.
Okay. Some Google stuff you wanted to look at.
This is your stuff. Nothing to do with me. I don't like Google. I only use their search engine because it's better than any other one. For now. Oh yeah, the Yahoo Microsoft deal didn't go through. Yahoo rejected it. They asked for twice as much money, and Microsoft was like, "What? You fucking kidding?" Yeah, let's put that in the show notes. Yahoo reject Microsoft deal. Yeah, so that's really the end of Yahoo. Yeah, they said they wanted 109% increase on their share price when Microsoft offered them like 40 or 50%.
Crazy.
It's crazy. It would push up to like $60 or $70 billion. You know, Microsoft would have to go to a bank and, you know, get that money.
Right.
They'd have to remortgage their buildings.
The Google thing. Google recently lost a big contract from T-Mobile to its competitor, Yahoo. But Google doesn't seem to be too worried about it, apparently.
Oh, Google are flipping terrified about everything. Have you seen their blog, which all their executives post to? They're a bunch of whining little whingers. Oh, look, we've only got 80% search market. Oh, no, the Microsoft gave the bad thing, and blah, 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 win. They're a company who's terrified.
They're a company that's really awful to try and apply for jobs with. They don't get back to you.
Terrified.
But yeah, it says that apparently it has something to do with
the... Why do you want to work
for
them anyway? Weston's a better employer.
No, I wasn't going to go from the... My friends who moved to Canada, the first job he applied for when he moved away from BMI was Google. But they never...
You don't work at Google.
They never got back to him, so...
Nah, you don't work at Google.
He finally spoke to him and they were like, yes.
Who are you?
And he was like, oh, sorry, I've already got a job working in Canada.
Get an epic career manager, you nub.
Get an epic search engine, nub.
Get a purple quality
there
search
you go
item.
There's a new search, epic search engine for those epic items.
Let's see if any of our funky domain names are registered. Epic search.
And we're not going out live, so we'll get there first. Epic search engine.
Epic search. Yeah, we'll do our own search engine. It can only search my own websites and yours.
How would you make search engines?
Well, basically what you do is you create a robot. Taken. Ooh, can you hear me? Right, anyway, basically you have a robot which goes and stores a page. You put that page into a database, and then you simply, when somebody searches for a word, it goes to the database and pulls the URL out.
Cool.
Of course, the tricky bit is determining what words really match which documents really well. Which is why Google use things like PageRank, which Live Search uses a similar concept as well, of how many links to a certain... The more links you have to a certain website from independent sources, the more that website is considered to be higher value and, you know, better result. So, for example, if you're searching for giant squid and you've got a website with a million other websites linking to it, that would be like a really high result.
Mm.
Yeah, if you just got a website linked by nobody, it'll be like down the bottom somewhere.
Go to epicsearch.com and see what actually comes up.
Google. Oh god, what a lame website. Epic. What about just Epic? Maybe it's Epic Games. Whoever these people are. People like that shouldn't be allowed the domain name, because their name hasn't got anything to do with Epic. Synopsis Incorporated.
We always used to play this game called the .com game, where everyone taking turns would pick a random name out of the air, and then write .com or .co.uk or .net, and then try before it loads up to try and figure out what it would actually come up as.
Oh.
PaulSmith.com comes up as your blog.
That isn't my flipping blog, that's some other nub's blog. Some nub who... noob. Get lost, you noob, get off my name. Oh my god.
Look at that cheesy picture. Right, everybody needs to type in PaulSmith.com and see what comes
this
up.
This is why I hate my name. See, your name, for example. Adam. That's probably available. Yeah, probably available.
Type in Clough, though. Clough and Adam come up as two different places.
Yeah, your blog's first. See, if I type in Paul Smith, look who comes up. A bunch of crap of some nub and some other noob. A bunch of other noobs. Look, that isn't even my blog. I'm not even on the first page. I better be on the second page, or else I'm going to moan like hell. Paul Smith's tech blog... Dude, stop stealing my tech blogs.
Type in Dismirnov.
Oh, that's obviously going to be me.
Yeah, just burnoff.net, blogs at justburnoff. There you go, that's a bit better. Go to Depot and change your name to Paul DeSmirnoff.
Yeah, okay. So yeah, Yahoo I think are going to sink into insignificance.
Yeah.
No offense. But if I was a shareholder in Yahoo, I'd be seriously pissed off. Because they're not going to get a better way out of it. Rawr. No. Get an epic sword, you knob.
Get an epic beard. 300.
Right, so yeah, your Google thing, what are you on about?
Yeah, they put it all down.
So Google have lost a big contract from T-Mobile to Yahoo.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, well, why would Google be bothered about that? You know what? 0.0001% of their traffic.
Yeah. Basically, the whole thing is down to portals on certain phones.
We're not playing Portal.
When you click on, you end up going through. You're forced through a portal to search through a certain thing. Unlike with
sensible phones like mine,
you go to a homepage. You just go online. So they're saying the big thing of theirs is to do with the iPhone because you can switch between Yahoo.
Hang on a minute. The iPhone's only, you know, a tiny, tiny fraction of the market.
Yeah, it's growing, but it is only a tiny fraction, which is to do with
the fact that... It's only 28% of the smartphone market, even though it's not a proper smartphone.
No, because it's more of a phone than...
Because a smartphone, I think most people would agree with, is one capable of running third-party applications, such as Symbian phones and Windows Mobile.
iPhone does run third-party applications.
No, it doesn't.
But there is a catch, you have to submit
the
them.
The SDK was only... Is the SDK even out yet?
Not entirely sure. But you can submit applications to have them put on the iPhone. Because you can download apps, new apps for the iPhone now. But one thing that
these are just web applications. They just run in Safari. Where's the SDK?
What is SDK?
Software Development Kit.
If you go to,
that's the kit Apple would release to do it. Yeah, this is also based on Safari. Come on, if there was an SDK available now, it would be like blatantly obvious on here.
Go to apple.com.
You want me to go to Apple's website?
Yeah. I know, it's painful. I know you don't want to do it.
No, their website is really shit, actually. Look at it, it's crap.
Go to iPhone. No, not iPod, iPhone.
And where's the SDK?
Click on...
Yeah, that's just web applications which run in Safari. They're not proper applications.
There's games and stuff on there.
Yeah, it was web applications. Stuff, Java stuff running in Safari, probably.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm just saying.
Slap!
But they're doing the same thing that with the gadget, where people upload their thing and they get checked and then they get put on the website. You know, like Vista with gadgets. Where you...
Right. So, for example, the iPhone has this fantastic application which shows the time, which shows the lottery numbers, which are these tiny little things on a, you know. So yeah, what's the point of this article exactly?
Well, do you want to read it out?
This is an article from My Ars Technica. Google iPhone search is spanking rest of mobile world, even though it's only got like 0.0001% on it. Google recently blah 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 that the iPhone has taken 28% of the US smartphone market. And I laugh at such a pathetic figure. Microsoft sold 10 times as many smartphones and pocket PCs. Since the majority of the good blah 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 blah. Yeah, so whatever.
So you didn't read it out, you just...
No, I think it's irrelevant.
Okay. I just thought you'd like it because you could rant about it.
Oh, well, you said you were going to buy a new phone, didn't you?
Yeah. New phone, going to buy. Looking at iPhone.
Have fun not sending picture messages, you nub.
Well, see, the thing
Have
is...
Have fun with the non-removable battery, you nub.
Yeah, that is the only thing that bothers me. I'm going to ask questions about that. But I have never...
Ask questions about it? Can I take the battery out of this? No. you want to buy it anyway, yeah.
I've never actually bought a phone I needed to take the battery out, apart from when I wanted to get the SIM card. I've never replaced the battery ever.
Okay. But the trouble with the iPhone is it's got a weak battery usage. For example, this little machine here can run on standby for 5 days. iPhone, dream on.
It's got the specs for how long it stays on the website.
Oh, Amelia wants me to look up how much the euro is worth at the moment. You talk about stuff, I'll just look.
But yeah, there's been a new firmware update for it in January 08, which is quite interesting. I found it kind of amusing to go into 02, and when the girl was trying to do her sales market, were teaching me how to use an iPhone and show me all the...
Teaching you how to use it, you press the thing.
Well, no, just showing me all the features. I actually showed her features, she wasn't aware of it. One of the updates is now that on the map, on Google Map, which has got its own button, so you...
Boo! Live search FTW. Oh my god, when's the 27th? Because Microsoft is making a huge super secret announcement which will change the world.
Really?
It's my secret.
Okay.
Well, according to Scoble, anyway, he knows what it is, but he's not telling anyone.
Let me finish. On the map, they've added this thing in where you... Before, you could put a pin in and say, I'm here, and you go in and you kind of like...
You can do that with live.
And you can go, I want to find a sushi bar, so it shows you the sushi bars or wherever. It showed this in the demo. And it's you can follow the instructions. Exactly the same as how live search works on my smartphone.
Well, man, I'm confused now.
But one of the things that they've added in is you can ask, where are you? And it will use any information from Wi-Fi, local Wi-Fi networks that are in range, and all the phone antennas.
Can I just say something? Because that never works.
And it triangulates where you are in a rough position and puts a circle on it. And the bigger the circle means it's guessing you're in there somewhere, and the smaller the circle means you're pretty much there. And then you can use that as a rough estimate to find where you are from the map, and then you can look at the map in satellite mode and work out exactly where you are from the surrounding
area. Or you could get something like the XD8 Orbit with a built-in GPS receiver.
Yes.
Which is what I'm tempted to do, but it doesn't have a keyboard.
One thing that I did like, which is quite... It was just quirky. It was just really weird way of thinking about it. And the only other place I've seen it do it is Facebook, where on Facebook, if you send someone the internal mail in Facebook, it pops up and says you've got mail, so you click on it, and you've got a message from a person.
That really bugs me.
So you type a message... And then when you get a message back, instead of it being another message that adds to all your messages under there, it's all in one box for one person. You open it up, and it's like a conversation going down. They've done that with the text messages. Instead of you having shed loads of text messages...
Threaded text messages, so what?
Yeah. I just thought it was quite going to come up in speech bubbles so you can see the conversation going through, and then when the conversation's come to an end and you don't want to read that information anymore, you can just wipe it clean and start again. But to your question of like media messages of being able to send someone a picture, Apple's have actually been questioned about this and why they're not doing it, and they're saying one of the reasons is they actually want it so that no one would ever use them again. They're saying dead technology, why bother taking a... because my phone has to take two different types of pictures. It can take a picture which is what I would keep, and then it can take a picture which is the smaller quality one.
If you send the if you send the big quality through, your carrier will just automatically convert it anyway.
Yeah.
So you don't need to actually take it in two different formats.
Right. Well, anyway,
the phone just has it as an option for, I don't know.
If I was out and I saw something quite silly or whatever, I wanted to share it with Paul.
I'd rather you email it to me personally, but then I'd deal in email.
Yeah, exactly. So I would send...
Normal people don't know what the fucking email is, don't know how to get the email on the phone, and will send it as a multimedia message. The reason Apple think it's a dead technology is because it never took off in the United States. In Europe, text messaging is huge.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Like 100 times bigger than in the US.
But
why? Because we've actually got a decent network coverage. Why? Because Europe actually has a unified system.
Let me finish. But if I did go out there and I saw this really cool thing, I was like, oh, Paul would love this, take a picture of it, and I drag it into an email him. And the whole phone's based around the fact that if you wanted to send someone a picture, you'd put it in an attachment and email it to you.
Have fun setting your email up.
Yeah, I know it doesn't use Microsoft. You can check your Hotmail, but you have to have an email account either like yours, where it's all done through a server thing like yours, or you can have Yahoo or Google Mail.
Yahoo's better. Unlimited storage.
Plus
Yahoo don't read all your emails.
The other thing is Yahoo will have push mail. So as soon as mail's arrived, it automatically pushes it onto your iPhone.
Like Exchange.
Yeah.
Like 50 other things.
But
the really bad thing with that is it really uses up your bandwidth.
But no, I kind of like it. I've had a go on it. It's quite quirky. Sarah doesn't like it.
Doesn't she? Why not?
Too much.
Can't use a stylus. You always press the wrong flipping things. You go into the settings menu, you press a button, and it's like you go somewhere else because your fingers are too fat to press the things
out. Now, this is the thing I did like, is the smart keyboard is a lot better than I was expecting.
Yeah, but to use the keyboard properly, you need to have it in horizontal mode because otherwise it's too bunched up to use with your finger.
The keys are bigger than you think.
No, they're not.
You
need a stylus.
When you're typing, depending on the word you're typing, it enlarges the letters which are most likely to be used.
That's bad. I don't like any of that predictive crap. I'd always turn it off.
But yeah, they said...
Because I press W and like a word starting with T comes up and it's like... What the?
Oh no, it doesn't change the word. It
no, you know what I mean, with like all the predictive text.
Oh no,
and stuff,
it's not predictive text. It's kind of like...
It predicts what you're trying to write and I don't like that.
It's similar to what's on mine. When I type with my phone.
You can have the iPhone, I'll have this.
Okay. 90 quid.
No, 50 quid. Tops. Carry on talking.
We'll see how much it was on eBay.
I could get the new contract and then just buy a phone separately. Clear type.
Yeah, it does have.
Does the crappy iPhone have clear type?
I don't know.
No.
Does
the crappy iPhone have a VGA screen? No.
I don't know what screen it does have. We'll have to have a look at it.
It's 480 by 320.
Something DPI.
It's like the same resolution as a PSP. DPI is way below this. I mean, this just looks, you know, gorgeous. You literally cannot see the pixels. Really, you can't.
He loves the screen on my...
You can't. Look at the diagonals of like the icons up there. You cannot see the pixels.
Yeah, I know.
I'm having this. You can have your crappy iPhone. I'll have this crazy phone with lots of buttons and stuff on the side.
Which some of them don't do anything. The only button that doesn't do anything is the one that looks like a light bulb.
What's that to you?
Nothing. It says it doesn't even do anything in the manual. It's a dead button. I think
you can always program it to do something. Can you do that with my phone? No. It's a program shit on here. Have you got Microsoft Office on iPhone?
No.
Why not? Oh wait, I forgot. Apple don't allow third parties to develop applications.
But it does run Windows, Excel, and PDF.
PDF? Nobody uses PDF anymore.
In emails. It will open up attachments of Excel files, Word files, and PDF.
Does it open up the Office Open XML files, which are the new file type?
Presume so.
Right, I'm going to steal this off you, and then I'm going to flash it with Windows Mobile 6.1. Okay, thank you.
Is that out?
Yeah, not officially, because O2 never released stuff like that. But yeah, there are builds out for the universe.
Way. Don't put it in your pocket. Although the only thing that is annoying is the catch for the pen is completely had it now. So
well, so is mine.
It falls out on a regular basis.
Just put some sellotape around the pen so it's a little bit thicker.
I never use the pen anyway. But yeah, some of the features on it I do like. The new iPod thing that's built in is quite quirky. It doesn't. I've been looking at this guy who does something similar to what we do in America, but he does an online pod that's streamed out live.
And what's this dude's name?
You can find him on YouTube. A lot of his are on YouTube, but he streams about live.
What's his name?
Can't remember. Paul something.
Paul? That doesn't sound like a name of a sensible person.
I can find it for you in a bit.
It's not Chris Perillo, is it?
Yes, Chris Perillo.
Yeah, he's a fuck. God, he's such a twat.
I was watching.
Did you see my post I made on my blog about him? He started off, you know, as a, you know, fairly rational, sensible person, you know, and then he just like lost his brain.
Yeah, I could agree with that, because he posted a post, and, you know, about 20 reasons why you shouldn't have an iPhone.
Oh, and yeah, that's what he does for everything. You shouldn't have any of this because blah blah blah. And you shouldn't have that because this is, here we go, Chris Perillo, you're an ass.
And then someone put on YouTube before the next show this video that they did where they his girlfriend gave him his birthday present in advance, and they filmed him receiving it as he turned up from work, and she'd bought him an iPhone and he looked so disappointed. But he tried.
Oh,
it.
My god. An elf. There's an HTC Elf. I so want one of those. Also known as a Touch.
So you're looking at all the new Universal.
The Prophet. The Atom.
There's mine. Universal.
There's mine. The Wizard.
Ah, yours is called a Wizard.
The Wallaby.
Wallaby. But yeah. I don't know, I say I'm in my mind, but it is kind of cool. I like the fact it's a bit smaller. One thing they did say is you're a mug magnet if you have one. You're a magnet for being mugged.
Yeah. It's a shame then, isn't it? Well, the thing is, it's made by Apple, who are a company well known for screwing people over. It's also got several major flaws, like non-removable battery. Say the machine crashes and the power button doesn't respond, is there like a hardware switch to kill the power to it?
It's a physical off button at the top.
Yeah, but it's not like a physical hardware switch. It's just a button, like any other button.
Yeah, you literally push a button and then you push two physical buttons and then it resets. Same as my iPod does.
iPod? Ugh.
My iPod, you just push a button and then it resets. Where my smartphone has got a tiny little button that I can only get with the...
Yeah, that's probably a factory reset button. Don't press that.
I press that on a regular basis because this thing crashes on a regular basis.
Give it here. Crashes. My ass, does it crash? What crap have you got running on here?
The amount of times I answer a phone and it just crashes when I'm trying to answer a phone call.
Well, that's the phone software for you.
Yeah.
Get the phone software on. I put some decent phone software on there. Where's the task manager?
You couldn't find it last time you were looking. It took us a while.
Okay, we're good to plan B. Look at this, Word Mobile. Who started that?
I know, but it's a pain. You open something and then you have to go into the settings to close it. Why? Why isn't
don't
there...
Don't close it.
That's annoying. It is annoying because I know that if I start playing with it, it starts chugging when someone rings me. No, Sarah doesn't even expect me to answer the phone whenever she rings me.
Right, here's a deal. If you don't like it, I'll have it.
At a price.
20 quid. Since you just told me it crashes a lot.
I know, but I need to break my losses if I'm buying an iPhone.
Right, anyway, I was going to look on eBay to see if there are any decent phones about.
But yeah, changing phone. That's my decision. Want something a little bit smaller, but... Yeah, I go on for phone stuff by ages. I'm sorry, you could just, like, stop listening to this part of the show. Phonecast, brought to you by the players of Gamercast. Should we just end the show and then carry on doing this?
Well, do we have any other related news to talk about, like gaming news?
Yes, we do. Might and Magic thingy is out. Seems to be $39.99. A few people, I read a review on it. Some guy said it's like Oblivion without all the extra fluffy stuff. So, unlike Oblivion, where you could go around and do whatever you want for ages and ages and ages, and then all of a sudden go, oh yeah, I'll start a mission now. This one is kind of like you're stuck in a mission, you're stuck in a mission, you go somewhere else, you're stuck in a mission, you're stuck in a mission. He said it's great for those people who want to go on the hunt and kill things constantly, but one thing that is nice is being able to see your hands and feet and everything like that and kick people, but Oblivion's better, to be honest. But it does have some nice elements. If you completed the complete Jeeves out of Oblivion and you need more, then I would say go get this. It does look quite cool. But yeah, Dark Messiah, Might and Magic. It's on my I'm tempted to get
Dark
list.
Messiah.
Dark Messiah, Might and Magic. We've talked about it for the last couple of episodes. Demo's out there, and it keeps tingling at me. It was like, when I was playing with it, I did like the whole sword fighting. I was really getting into dodging left and right, sword fighting. When you're using the sword, you can use the other analog stick, and you move it so that you can do stabbing actions, overhead actions, swiping actions. You can block, and then you can just like kick someone. So when you get the zombies, you attack them shitloads, and they never kill them. The undead are impossible to kill, but you're like, ooh, there's some spikes on the wall. So you kick him into the spikes, and he's just stabbed onto the wall, and that's the end of him. Or you kick him down, and as he's climbing up to his knees, you swing the sword around, you take his head clean off, and he's a goner. So I did like it. I'm really, my arm is getting twisted, but it's whether or not I can be able to spend £40 on it. I went and looked around. I had a look in Morrison's to see if I could find it cheaper. If I find it somewhere cheaper, or it goes on one of those deals, my wheel's going to break and I'm going to go buy it. If I go see it in a shop and they put it down by a tenner, it's mine. But until then, I'm still not worthy on £40. Yeah, I might as well buy Oblivion Game of the Year Edition for that price.
Oh, Oblivion, that is a good game.
But there you go. Apart from that,
what does HSDPA mean?
I haven't a clue.
I'm trying to find out what O2's 3G coverage is for Yovel. Because the last time I checked, they didn't have any. And I'm like searching like now, and all it says is this like loose crap about like being able to talk on your phone in box.
Yeah, because isn't 3G what? 3? No, the G network, that's what 3 were all.
3G is the third generation network, which delivers data speeds of, you know, a couple of hundred kilobits per second.
Is that what 3?
AKA broadband speed. Yeah, 3 were like one of the first to roll it out.
Right.
And they tried to like get in on it.
That's
so, yeah,
what we ended
this
up with.
This is just like standard by the look of it.
Yeah, this is where you had two bars, and if both of them weren't up, it kind of went screwy, and you could use video. That's the thing that I don't get, is like my phone's got a built-in. If I do my twiddly thing and I turn it all the way around, I've got a tiny little camera that looks at me, so I can have a video conversation. But I don't know anybody who ever uses it.
There's no 3G coverage in Yovel,
so I couldn't even chat to someone through.
Go somewhere sane, and then you can. Go somewhere like, I really don't get it. It's really pathetic, isn't it? What's the London postcode?
I don't know.
T, Newport, MP.
I don't know. I'm sure maybe like one of the maps. London postcode guide. There you go. You know you need the rest
SE1.
Of the SE1. No, I'm not making any noise. Should we end the show? Nothing but coverage.
Yeah. So there we go. Yovel needs 3G. Right, that's GamerCast done.
Yeah.
So the only real gaming news in there was something about Dark Messiah and giant squids in Red Alert. Right, okay.
And PlayStation 3 losing weight.
Oh, whatever. So we'll see everyone next week on our non-GamerCast.
We were being techie. I'm a geek. I like techie stuff. Yeah, we'll see you guys next week. Actually, how's that?
I thought of something game related.
No, we might not be next week, because I don't know if I'm going to be back in time for Gamercast. So Gamercast might be on Monday next week.
Okay, might be Monday.
Because I'm going to North Wales.
North Wales?
Yeah.
Or you just go to the middle of, you know, the Badlands.
North Wales is nicer than South Wales. It's posh. It really North Wales, I mean, you know, right on the tip. Trust me, I used to live in South Wales, thank you very much, for 3 bloody years.
I'm not interested in your Welsh nationalistic areas. Thank you.
Right.
Oh, one more thing. Okay. Kosovo, you're doomed.
Kosovo, you're doomed. Where the hell did that come from?
Oh, this afternoon their so-called government declared independence. Well done. Now you've made yourself Europe's most new and irrelevant nation. Congratulations. Right, next week.